Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hey, y'all. Hi. What's up? How are you today? Let's sit down. Let's sit down and talk about you. Oh, wait. This is one way, isn't it? All right. Well, in that case, let's talk about me. I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for both my podcasts, The Ritwit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Godzilla versus Kong. That's the Terminator theme. Also, I recognize that there isn't any real prehistoric animals in that movie, but look, when I say it counts, man. It's exactly what it was supposed to be, and it was everything we all dreamed it would be. It's great. So we discuss all about that movie and the MonsterVerse as a whole and what could come next and how it relates to dinosaurs in some way or other. Spoiler alert, it really doesn't, but it's close enough. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. Have a lovely day.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that's evolved carcinization 5 separate times. That's a deep cut. My name's Matt Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the person who was gone for a while, but decided he could just come strolling back here and get his spot back on the show like nothing ever happened. And I said, sure, why not? It's Stephen Curro. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm good.
Fine. You're always welcome here.
Well, I had to get 2 shots first.
Yeah, this darn coronavirus.
Ugh.
Anyways. Good thing vaccines are starting to get spread. Take your vaccine, listeners, if you haven't yet. All by this comes out in like September or something about this episode, so you guys have all gotten it, I'm sure.
Hopefully things are better, but if they're not, social distance, wear a mask, get a vaccine.
Get your dang vaccine already, dang it. Anyways, so dinosaur-related question to ask you.
All right, bring
okay.
it on.
Okay. This is a really dark question.
Okay.
Oh, maybe not that dark. So, coronavirus was made because... Well, I don't know if this is actually true, but this is the urban legend. Someone ate a bat. And...
Ah.
What dinosaur would you like us to eat that would spread not a pandemic, but like a love sort of thing? Everyone just loves each other. Like a Cupid sort of... If you were to start some sort of... mass sort of pandemic, either for good or evil, what dinosaur to eat do you think would it come from? This is
So to clarify, the question is any pandemic or a loving
that pandemic? If you want to be nicer, a loving pandemic. If you want to be meaner.
Okay. That is a really weird question.
I know. I have to come up with these off the spot, and I want them to be different every time. And we're nearly 100 episodes in. Like,
so yeah, you're that's pressure there.
Yeah, like
Mayasara is the good mother lizard. Yes. So maybe that would be a more that would spread love,
like if, compassionate sort of love, not necessarily like sexual love because it's mother. It's more like
that's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah, it's like nice, caring, nurturing love.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get a Mayasaur and eat them, guys. where does my mind go sometimes?
Good lord.
I'm going to say we eat a yi, like that little weird bat thing.
I was actually thinking about that.
And then it just creates another coronavirus. Anyway,
no, thank you.
It's also from China, too, so...
Yeah, I'm going to pass on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 never mind. This is getting bad real fast. We're talking about... a creature that's very cool. It started off, we thought it was one thing. Now we think it's another thing. It is Andrewsarchus.
Mm-hmm.
Back, I'm assuming in this book you have that it's... You think it's like a... we thought it was like a mesonychid, right?
Yes, it is... Was that how you pronounce it? I always thought it was Masonichin, but...
Or
no,
that's how I pronounce it in my head. I've never heard it said out loud, so
It's probably C-A. It's probably a hard K.
Mesonychid? Wait.
Mesonychid.
Yeah.
But, yes. So they were a series of strange mammalian carnivorous creatures.
Not all prehistoric creatures are dinosaurs.
Yes. They look like dogs. They are not, but they do vaguely look like dogs.
So this is what we thought. Guess what? It's wrong.
Uh-oh.
We know it was not a mesonychid anymore. It was a cetacodontomorphid artiodactyl. God, what a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. How many syllables can we possibly fit into the name?
It does mean Andrew's leader, by the way.
Andrew's leader.
Yeah, like we'll find out who it's named after here in a second.
But why do they think it's a leader?
Because it's a big boy, you know? Like,
do they know it hunted in packs?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? If you're a tiny adorable barking in the background, it's because of the puppy that your puppy's sitting. I don't know if it comes through in the microphone, but
that's actually Nell. But yes, I have dogs outside, so yes. If you can hear it,
that's
Nell.
Okay. Okay, that one's not quite as cute, but I always like the more Labrador-like dogs. Nell's really cute, though, so cute.
Yes.
So we now think it looked more like a hippo than a big dog.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I'll show you kind of more what we thought it looked like now. It does not look like how it did in Walking with Prehistoric Beasts anymore.
Ah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so... we know this because of further studies of the skull and teeth. They found no special affinities of the mesonychid clade, thus now Andrewsarchus is its own family, more closely related to the entelodonts. So, size 5 to 7 feet / 1.7 to 2.1 meters high at the shoulder.
So still very big.
Yes, 12 to 14 feet, so that's 3.9 to 4.7 meters long, 600 to 1,200 pounds, 275 to 550 kilograms.
Very big.
Yes, very big. It was a carnivore. Time mid-Eocene, 48 to 41 million years ago. Location, Mongolia and China. Described 1924 pop culture appearances, and all these are outdated. Walking of Prehistoric Beasts, Jurassic World the Game, of course.
Of course.
Yes. Everything's in that game.
My goodness. I didn't know that it was from Mongolia and China.
Its species name is Mongolianensis, just like Velociraptor.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Yeah, but this was a confusing animal. For one, it has no relation to famed actor and motion capture aficionado Andy Serkis.
You would think it does, though.
Yeah. Stupid fat paleontologists insulting the precious. But for another, you see this thing and you might think, that's like a big hyena / hippo / pig. Then you find out it's not related to hyenas at all.
It's man-bear pig.
Or dogs or cats or any of them. It belongs to the artiodactyls, or the even-toed hoofed animals. That's in the same family as deers, pigs, sheep, goats, cows, and hippos. Yeah, it's a fearsome predator.
And whales.
That's the thing. It's so weird. If you go to the Wikipedia page for Artiodactyl, he shows like a picture of all the examples. You see an orca among them. I'm like, that thing doesn't have hooves. What is it doing there?
Just shows how bizarre nature is.
Isn't that weird? It's the whale is more closely related to the deer than to the elephant. Isn't that weird to think about?
That is.
That it's is more just... closely related to the deer than to a manatee.
That's even weirder.
Yeah.
Convergent evolution. Good lord.
What was one that I heard that was like, a fish like Leedsichthys is more closely related to us than sharks?
What?
Yeah. Because we're both in chordata. Shark is in cartilaginia.
Oh, so. That makes sense.
Isn't that weird to think about?
It's a bony fish.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it like... phalangically or whatever the term is, we're all bony fish.
That's true. Ever since from the fish onward, we still have the same general skeleton patterns.
Yeah. Man, let's see. But as well as you say it's closely related to whales, like in terms of artiodactyls, this is actually really closely related to whales. These Androsarca specifically. It's also up there with the largest terrestrial mammal carnivores. It might be the biggest of those, which admittedly is a pretty narrow superlative. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd like to think I'm the biggest guy named Matt who has a book series about dinosaurs with laser guns on Amazon. But what does that mean, really?
I just think, I mean, I imagine it must look stranger than I thought it did now that you've told me it's related more like a hippo.
Yeah.
Rendered more like a hippo.
Yeah,
than,
it's kind of more like an Entelodon sort of thing. Yeah.
But even so, I wouldn't want one of those coming at me with gigantic jaws.
Yes, its jaws and its teeth. And actually, that's the thing about it. Its skull is all we've found so far.
Right.
So its size is difficult to estimate.
A lot of its body is speculation.
Yes. So maybe it did look like a big dog. I don't know. Like, it's hard to...
Could be.
It's hard to tell. You know, a lot of people, when they look at skulls, they tend to shrink wrap a face onto it.
Didn't they say that this creature had hooves?
Yeah, it did have hooves. Okay. Although we think it might not have. We don't see it. We haven't seen its body.
Huh. We should go to Mongolia and try to find more.
All right, I'll book us a ticket right now.
Okay.
While we're there, we'll listen to some Mongolian metal. They use their throat singing in that thing. I've listened to Mongolian metal. It's really cool.
Interesting.
Also, we get some Mongolian barbecue.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah, and let's see, I don't know anything else about Mongolia.
Must be some sites that have to do with Genghis Khan.
Yes, well, I think 1/4 of the world is related to Genghis Khan or something.
Yeah, some crazy, like, I forget what the statistic is, but many people have some fragment of Genghis's DNA. And if you are from Asia, that number goes up dramatically.
Yeah, like, I was watching... this stand-up special by Patton Oswalt. You know who he is, right? He's the rat in Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah.
But he's more of a stand-up comedian. He can be pretty raunchy. He was looking up his on Ancestry.com and to see all the countries where he's from. He said, you know, I'm a pasty white guy, so I expected all the pasty white countries like Sweden and Germany and all this stuff. So I was looking through this. I sent them my spit, and then the nerds looked it up. And then I saw... this, and I saw, okay, there's the pasty white country. Wait, Mongolia? Where did that come from? So he called up the nerds, and he's like, hey, nerds, so I gave you my spit, and I've got all the pasty white countries covered, but they got this random bit in Mongolia. Can you explain that? And this other guy, without even dropping a beat, said, oh, that's Genghis Khan. and they're like, wait, what? He's like,
oh, that's fantastic.
It's like everyone's related to Genghis Khan. There are freaking trees related to Genghis Khan. Because like, that guy's been conquered and did terrible stuff to the natives.
Could not keep it into his pants, as yeah. I understand.
Which he talks about is amazing because he was on a saddle and that was running for so long.
That's true.
Like
that's a good point.
People actually. Nowadays can't hold their phone too close to their crotch without risking not having kids anymore. Anyways, Andrew Sarkis.
Right. The original Genghis.
Yes. Its discoverer, famed paleontologist Roy Chapman Andrews, of which Andrew Sarkis gets its name, and was also a major inspiration for the character of Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, Rorschach remembers he was a paleontologist. Indiana Jones is an archaeologist.
Something got lost in translation there.
Yeah. I'd like there to be an adventurer paleontologist. Where's the adventurer paleontologist? There's not as many artifacts to find as an adventurer paleontologist. You can find precious skulls, but it's not like they have raw power to them that can smite Nazis. Like,
you could always invent some magical thing something like that.
I guess that's true. Yeah, okay.
We should collaborate and write a book.
All right, I'm down. Of the adventurer paleontologist.
Exactly.
But yeah, like you said, though, this is not a creature you'd want to mess with. Like,
no.
It looks very... And especially, you say it doesn't look like a dog. It looks more like a hippo. Hippos I don't want to mess with on their own either.
This is true. Like, they're herbivores.
Yeah, so if this thing was like a carnivorous hippo, stay the away.
No, thank you. Run for your life.
Fun fact, though, both, like I mentioned earlier, both Androsarcus and Velociraptor share the same species at the epithet.
Epithet, yes.
Mongoliensis, which means of Mongolia. I at first thought that Rorschach Andrews described both of them and was just lazy, which I could totally relate to. but then, by the way, I found out that Velociraptor is actually described by fellow paleontologist Henry Fairfield Osborne, who decided naming one super famous and popular dinosaur simply wasn't enough, since he had earlier described T-Rex.
Oh.
Now that's a true legacy. Suck on that, Andrews.
Goodness gracious.
So you finding anything else in that book there that's notable?
I have here... It does point out that this animal's skull is twice the length of the largest living bear skull.
Whoa. Well, bears have kind of short snouts, though, don't they?
Yeah, but, I mean...
Well, not, they're not like pugs, but...
But you think of how nasty a bear is.
Yeah.
And we're talking about an animal with a head twice the size. It's like, dear Lord.
That's pretty scary.
Only a few tooth fragments are known, and there is no lower jaw or skeleton yet. His teeth are huge.
There's not even a lower jaw yet. Whoa.
There's a picture of the upper jaw. Oh, right, wow. Here.
Look at that thing. That does kind of look like a whale skull, though, actually.
It is vaguely, yeah.
Yeah. So you can see the relation there.
And then it goes on to speculate about what its body looked like. So this is written a bit before they determined it probably looked more like a hippo.
Yeah. But still, good stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. Very good stuff. Very weird. Oh, yeah. Here. Here's an Alaskan brown bear.
Oh, yeah. Wow, look at that. That is twice as long.
It's small. Makes the bear look like a baby.
Very scary. Although, from what I've seen, I mean, if what I saw in Walking with Prehistoric Beasts, the outdated version, it did have a pretty big skull for its body, though. So it doesn't necessarily, even though it's got a skull twice the size of a bear, it's not twice the size of a bear, like the body as a whole.
The body length, okay.
So I don't think.
But I imagine, I want to know what the bite pressure, bite power.
Oh, probably pretty powerful.
Crunch power.
Yeah, like, I'd be afraid of it, personally. Let's try and appease it, though, by rating it 1 out of 65 million here.
Mm.
No, let's not piss it off, you know?
You know what? I think, because it's such an unusual, weird creature, and it gets weirder with every passing year, it seems, but it was also really big and scary... I'm going to give it a 60 mil.
Yes. That's pretty good. I think I'm going to give it like a 45 mil. Mm. It would have been cooler if it was like a big dog like in that, but...
This is true.
I mean, it still looks pretty interesting, and it's got a good history behind it. So, yeah, 45 mil. 65 mil. That rounds it up to 50-something mil. I can't math it. I don't know. Anyways, there's been some crazy gaps in this show before, especially when people break the rating scale.
Oh, you've gone over 65?
Oh, I've had several people go over. This one person, Lawrence, his favorite number is 50. So his favorite dinosaur is Pachycephalosaurus, but he didn't want to rate it 50 million because that's not high enough. So he went 50 billion.
Yeah, that's a little big.
Yeah.
I think the only dinosaur creature I gave a zero was the Pantosaurus.
Yes. I think you gave it 20 million.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought I gave it zero.
For the ridiculousness of it, is what you said.
Oh.
Because, I don't know. Panty Draco, yeah. I gave, early on in the show, I think episode 5 or whatever, like Arthur Pleura, that big millipede, I gave it a 2. Not 2 million. Just 2.
2. That bad. My goodness.
It's a millipede the size of a car.
Top of the list of the no thank yous.
Yes, the nope. Anyways. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdollandcreator.com for any general questions to either co-host. You can follow me on social media at matthewdollandcreator on Facebook, at matthewdoll64 on Twitter, and matthewdoll64 on Instagram. I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. No Andrew Sarkis in it because it was after the dinosaurs. But what do you got to plug?
I'm a writer, and you can find my work at stephenccurro.com. Steven spelled with a PH.
Yes.
And I have a novelette coming out with Hereth Publishing.
By the point of this time this episode is out, it is already out.
Yes, that's true. It's coming out in August, but it probably is already out. So go to Hereth Publishing.
Yeah, check it out.
Look it up. I have a publishing, I've published poetry with Sci-Fi Quest, Acorn, lots of haiku magazines.
Oh, yes.
And Daily Science Fiction, among other places. You can find the full list on my website.
Sounds good. All right. Also, I have another podcast called The Writ Twit, where two twits talk about writing. Good stuff there all around. But that's it for Paleo Bites. I'm going to say at the end of every episode. I was going to say rough, not anymore. What's the thing that hippos do?
I don't know what hippos do.
They do that kind of yawn thing.
With their ridiculously large heads.
Yeah, they can extend their teeth, their jaws like 100 degrees or something. Maybe not that wide. But
right, I'll just do like a brrrr
for the Wait, no, 180 degrees would be fully wide. So anyway, yeah, I like that. Anyways, bye.
Goodbye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.